Welcome to the Yuya podcast. I'm really excited about this episode. We're going to be exploring the idea that God is speaking all of the time. And I've shared with you, we explored 2 weeks ago, the idea that actually you can expect to hear from God. And we dug into that a little bit. But I want to remind you as well, before we get started, that actually anybody who is in a relationship with Jesus, somebody who has said to Jesus, yes, I want you to be part of my life. If that's you, whether you like that label Christian or not, because I can feel myself hesitating to use that label Christian, because quite candidly, it stirs up stuff. You can say to people that you're a Christian, and depending upon the journey that they've been on, they might be a bit like, eh. I've seen it happen in people's faces, and that really does sadden me. And a big part of what I really love doing in the Itchy Soul Playground is helping Christians be more delightful and happy and full to the top, thriving, living the story that God has for them, so they can be delightful examples of what it means to be Christians. Because Gandhi, I think it was, that said, well, he's quoted as saying that he loved Christ but didn't really like the Christians very much. Every Christian that he'd come into contact with wasn't really a very great example of somebody who followed Jesus. But if you are a Christian, if you're somebody who is in relationship with Jesus, you can hear from God. I just want to put that out there from the get-go. I also should say as well that if you're somebody who isn't in relationship with God yet, that's okay too. He is loving you anyway, and he's inviting you into relationship. And there was this nudge. I was awake at 2 o'clock this morning, or just after, and the dog came and jumped on the bed. I couldn't sleep for ages, and God knew what he was doing, because as it turns out, my morning's been bonkers. The way this normally plays out is I like to have some time to sit and plan it out and have notes. My notes are minimal today. Instead, God's had me rehearsing, almost talking through this whole podcast episode with him at 2 o'clock this morning. And one of the nudges I got, and we don't do this very often on the podcast, because a lot of the time the podcast is aimed at people who are already Christians, people who already know Jesus. However, the really clear nudge I got this morning, at, like I say, 2 o'clock this morning, was to very blatantly offer that invitation to you. So if you're somebody who doesn't know Jesus, you're somebody who it's like, I don't know about all of this. I just want to remind you and encourage you that God is loving on you right now, and he's inviting you into relationship. And so if you've never talked to God about this before, then consider this your invitation. Allow me to invite you into that relationship on God's behalf. And I've shared with you before, when I was 12, I prayed the prayer. We have this idea in the traditional church circles that in order to become a Christian, you've got to pray the prayer. I was scared out of hell when I prayed the prayer when I was 12. I wasn't loved into heaven until I was in my 20s. But it doesn't have to be like that. I fully maintain that if every single person knew just how loved by God they are, we wouldn't have to be scaring people and, condemnation. They'd be coming running to him with open arms. And so that's the invitation that God is offering to you today. If you've never had that conversation with Jesus before, it's as simple as saying, dear Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me, so that I can be in relationship with you, so that I can know that, you know, that you love me. Thank you for doing that. Please come and live in my life. It's as simple as that. It doesn't have to be complicated. So if you've never done that before, do that. Or you might do that along with me. And then then tell somebody. By all means, reach out to me. You can email me, l@uia.com, or send me a message on the Facebook page. But do tell somebody, because this is just the start of a journey. And what we're going to explore really in the rest of this episode is actually how you can hear from God. Because it says very clearly that that as a Christian, you are given gifts. You're given gifts by Father God. You're given gifts by Jesus. You're given gifts by the Holy Spirit, or Sam, as I like to call him. That's a story from a couple of weeks ago. Was it last week? I forgot. 2 weeks ago. You are given gifts. And one of those gifts from the Holy Spirit is that he come and lives in you. And you actually can be in relationship and having those conversations with him. Everybody, anybody who has invited Jesus into their life. So if you're somebody who has, and you think, oh no, I don't know if I hear from God, please let me set the record straight, you do. Now I'm going to share with you a couple of stories today of examples of ways that God speaks, but he is not limited by that. And one of the things that he's been sharing with me this week is that it's time to open up your experience of what it means to actually hear from God. So some of you know that back in April last year, I was given, I shared it actually, if you followed along with the I did a live read-through of the Holy Spirit Love Notes when the book launched a couple of weeks ago. I shared the story of that. It started as a piece of homework. So I'd write in my journal, what are you saying today, Holy Spirit? And I'd wait and I would write everything that came to mind. That's how those love notes were birthed. So for me, for the best part of a year now, that's been a very easy way for God to get my attention. But he does it all the time. Like, he's those thoughts that pop in your head. Sometimes maybe you're wandering around the house and you're having a conversation with yourself. Are you really having a conversation with yourself? What if that conversation is actually between you and Holy Spirit? You know, some of those brilliant ideas. Maybe this has happened to you. You're going to say something to somebody that you love and then this thought pops in your head. No, don't say that right now. And you go, okay, and you don't. Or the opposite, the thought pops in your head, no, don't say that right now. And you say it anyway and you end up having a blazing row. That's happened to me. I've got to be quite transparent with you. That little thought, don't say that right now, or now is the time, that's God talking to you. That's just one teeny tiny example. Anyway, I promised you a story. So one of the fun stories, or one of the ways that God can speak to you, is through those thoughts in your head. And he can have other people that will also come alongside you. So, for example, I started. There's an amazing lady called Dr. Tony, and you can find her on Facebook. She's a prophet, and I've worked with her before in the past, but just this week she's launched a new class. And I saw it at the sales page for it about 3 weeks ago. I was really excited. Oh my gosh, because just being around this lady, she just puts the biggest smile on my face. And I also knew that it would be a really good class. It was about how to hear God more, how to know if you're, because I've already said, if you have invited Jesus into your heart, you can prophesy. You can hear from God and you can share those words in order to encourage and uplift and enrich other people, every single person. The difference though, Dr. Tony is a prophet. So she has the office of a prophet, and she, you know, that's a whole other role. And she's on a mission personally to help elevate the office of prophet so that the prophets can do what prophets do, and then people like you and I who are here to prophesy and enrich and share that encouragement can do that. Anyway, so I was really excited about this. I thought, it looks amazing. And I'd seen it before, and I just love being around Dr. Tony. She does put the biggest smile on my face. I was like, oh, I really want to do that. But it may not surprise you to know that I get really excited about things quite easily. And one of the things I've been really clear on is, because I've done a lot of different training and courses and things over the years, and I didn't want to just do this because it was really exciting. I only wanted to do this if it was something that God knew would be beneficial to me. So I said to God, well, I really want to do this. What do you think? And the thought that popped in my head, ask Di. Di is my husband, for those of you who don't know. I was like, really? Like, he doesn't talk to God at the moment. He's on his own journey. And he also doesn't really like me spending any more money on courses. Like, he knows, we've been married for 20 years. He knows how excited I get. I was like, really? He's going to say no. Ask Di. I was like, oh, okay, fine. So I mentioned this course to Di, and he said, no. I mean, I have my own business account, so I could have quite easily just gone and done it anyway. But that wasn't the point. You know, we're a family, we're a team. So ask Di. Okay. So I asked him, he said no. Like, okay. So then in my head, I said to God, look, if you want me to do this, you're going to have to change his mind. I can be quite persuasive. And I know that if I'd have talked about it enough times and, you know, sort of wheedled my way around, I probably could have persuaded him to say yes. But that wouldn't have been a God-given yes. That would have been me using my powers of persuasion. So what I said to God was, right, if you want me to do this, I'm not going to mention it to him anymore at all. You're going to have to sort of do this. And so I think it was 2 weeks ago, or it was like the same day after I'd said it in the morning. Later that day, we were just sat after we'd had our dinner, and he randomly, out of the blue, said, oh, you know that course that you were on about? Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we should look at that. I was like, really? He's like, well, what is it in pounds? Because the course is in dollars. I said, well, I can tell you right away now. Oh, just sign up for it. It's fine. Just like that. I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like dancing around the room really excited. I said, oh my gosh, that means God really wants me to do it. I offer that story to you by way of example of me saying something to God and God, you know, using another person to deliver a message. I feel very clear that I am meant to be doing this training with Dr. Tony. And I'm really excited about it. And we had the first call on Wednesday and it was amazing. other ways that God will speak to you, though, is just through, like I said, those thoughts that pop in your head. One of the things that he's been exploring with me this week is the idea of stories. Now, what I didn't realise until literally this week, and then we, with hindsight, can see it's really obvious. Like, I'm a storyteller, and I love, you know, I get excited, and I, much to my husband's frustration, I do the voices, and I get really excited, and I remember, like I say, with the benefit of hindsight, over the years, the number of times where there's been a story or something's happened, and as a result of that story or that happening, I've gone on and shared something, either some encouragement or some wisdom or some actionable thing. And what God showed me this week is actually that storytelling, those day-to-day happenings, is another example of him speaking. So the story that came up this week was about pen. I can show it to you. For the benefit of people who are on the, who are listening to this afterwards on the podcast, you can't see this bit, but I'm currently holding up my fountain pen. And this pen, I only use it for writing my one-line-a-day journal. And it had some beautiful purple ink in it. It's lovely. I like it. It's really nice. Until earlier in the week, it started playing up. And I now have three splodges of mushed up, squidged into the carpet ink on the floor because it started leaking. And to cut a slightly long story short, my husband tried, we ordered another part and it's basically not happy. And so what I did 2 days ago, I think it was, I took out the inky thing and put in a green ink cartridge instead. But it was all gunged up and I was writing, and it was pale because I'd washed it out and hadn't dried it properly. And still pale, and it was frustrating, and I was wishing that the other purple ink, I could have that instead, and it wasn't as green as I wanted, and it was annoying. And then all of a sudden God said, but yeah, that's a, like, he reminded me, that's like what it can be as you step forward into a new thing. So for example, with Dr. Tony, you're learning how to hear from me more. It's going to be different to what you expect. You might not hear me as clearly as you're used to when you used your purple ink to hear me. I don't use purple ink to write, that's why I'm doing air quotes. But using that purple ink as an analogy, you're going to have to get used to the green ink. It's going to be different, but keep on writing, keep going, don't give up. And through that happenstance of that ink, it was like God, I could very clearly hear is the wrong word, it wasn't words, but I knew what God was saying. And I offer that to you by way of another example, that God speaks through everything and anything. Now today in the Holy Spirit Love Note in the playground, I offered an invitation. I encourage people reading it. I'm going to do the same for you as now. I want to encourage you right now where you are, take a look around you and see whether you're in a room. I imagine you're inside, unless you happen to be watching this outside on your phone. But if you're in a room that's familiar to you, take a look around you and look at the different objects and the memories that are associated with those different objects. So for me, the first thing I see as I look above my computer to the windowsill is the photo that my friends did for me of Charlie, the dog, about to step into the TARDIS. As soon as I look at that picture, of course it brings back memories. And I want you to take a look around you now, and what is the first thing that your eyes land upon? And then consider, what are the memories, what are the stories, what are the happenstances that are tied up with that object? And then I want you to ask God, what are you saying to me through this memory? What are you saying to me through this object, or through this happenstance? That's my word for today, happenstance. Because as I think I probably wrote, yeah, we talked about it last week in the podcast, I had to think for a minute then. As much the picture of Charlie brings back happy memories of having Charlie, but one of the things I shared with you last week is the whole experience of being somebody who cares for a pet, and the way that we love our animals. It's a tiny little reflection or a shadow of the love that God has for us. So now, every time I look at that picture of Charlie stepping into the TARDIS, I immediately think of love and get that reminder of just how loved by God you and I are. And that is then an example of God speaking through that memory. And I would dare to suggest the same would be true for you as well. So I don't know if you played along as I was offering you that little piece of homework or a little plaything, but if you didn't, I'd encourage you to do it afterwards. Because as we talked about 2 weeks ago, you are in relationship with God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Papa Jesus and Sam, as I like to call them. And you have Sam living with you 24/7. You can expect to hear from him. But sometimes he's going to be talking to you talking to you in inverted commas, because sometimes it won't be words. You're going to be experiencing him potentially in different ways. So some people do actually hear audible voices. Now, I be honest, that's never been my experience. For me, I've heard thoughts in my head and they sound like my voice because my voice is inside my head. But it's that we'd describe as a conversation with ourselves, but of course it's not. Sometimes it's writing, sometimes it's through stories. And actually, one of the things I got really excited when I was lying awake this morning is I'm going to start sharing those stories more and asking God, okay, what are you saying in this story, and sharing those with you. So you can keep a lookout for that. And I'm going to be sharing them via social media, but also on my email list as well. So I'm really excited about that. But that's another way, through stories. Sometimes it will be through people, like I gave you the example. Sometimes it will be through the Bible. You know, you might read a passage that you've read before and it suddenly leaps off the page. I want to encourage you, yes, we often go, ooh, and it leaps off the page. But then ask God, what are you really saying to me? And if you're not sure, don't be afraid to dig in. So the other day, I mentioned Dr. Tony. We had our first call on Wednesday. And she said to us, okay, ask the Father, how do you see me prophetically? And so I said, okay, how do you see me prophetically? And I had two words that came into my head. Angels' voices. I'm like, oh, okay, what's that about? But I didn't ask that question at the time. Right then, I was just like, angels' voices? Are you sure? Huh? What? And Dr. Tony had already said to us, look, the first thing you hear will be God. The second thing you hear will be yourself doubting that you've heard from God. And if you hear anything else, it will be the devil trying to whisper to you that you didn't really hear him, much like what happened to Eve in the Garden of Eden. So having had that warning, I said, okay, I'm not going to question it. That's what you said. And so then she said to me, well, what do their voices sound like? What does that mean? And I didn't have an answer then. It was only later on that evening. I said, okay, God, what do you mean then? What's this angel's voices thing about? I don't get it. My reminder to you is, if you don't get something, ask. Like I've shared with you before, he wants to be known by you. He doesn't want to leave you confused. Yes, sometimes the answer will be, wait. Sometimes the answer will be completely different to what you're expecting. Sometimes the answer will be no. Sometimes the answer will be something you don't like very much. But you can expect to get an answer. And so I want to encourage you, as you play with this, and if you're not sure, ask him. And if you're still not sure, dig into it some more. Ask those questions, because when I asked the question, what do you actually mean by that? What he actually said was, well, you're going to be having these stories, these messages. I want you to go out there and share them with other people. I'm like, oh, okay. Because the reminder he gave me was that angels are messengers. And by funny coincidence, God incidence, later on when I shared that story with one of my coaches, he said, of course it makes sense. Angels are messengers. I hadn't prompted him. He said that after as I was telling him what God had said, but the thought process of, you know, angels are messengers, I hadn't shared that bit with him. So it was like confirmation. And that's the other way that God can speak to you, is you might get a thought or something might happen, and then later on the day or another day there'll be another thing and you're like, oh, it's confirmation. So I hope this has been of some encouragement to you, and being more than anything, I just want to encourage you to play with it. Have fun with this and ask God what he's saying. And if you want to share what he says, come back and leave a comment here or send me a message. Or even better, come and join us in the Itchy Soul Playground. Because what we're really doing, we're actually starting in March. Every single month we're going to be having a brand new focus. Because, and I should have said this right at the start, because there'll be people that don't get to the end of this. And if you didn't get to the end, well, you won't hear me say that, so it doesn't matter. But one of the things that I became very aware of is it's okay to hear from God, but you can't action what you hear if you're always a little bit like, okay, and walking on eggshells. Really, if you hear something from God, the only way you can step forward with what you hear is if you know that you trust him, if you know that ultimately you are loved. And it's very easy as people of faith to go, yeah, God loves me, I know he loves me, and we can tell other people about how amazing and loving God is. But there still might be a little something deep inside. We're like, yeah, but when push comes to shove, maybe we think he's just going to try and catch us out. No, he's not. But that's what we're going to be digging into throughout March, is can I trust God? Digging into some of the stories, some of the history, where we've got to today. Some of the things that we've maybe grown up learning, the reason why we sometimes feel a little bit afraid or a little bit uncertain. Because you can't confidently walk forward and action those things that God has is encouraging you to do or say or whatever, if ultimately you're not completely sure he's got your back. Let's just be transparent about that. So in March, that's what we're going to be focusing on, is trust. And so I would encourage you, if you're somebody who like, ooh, that sounds exciting, please come and join us. UEA.com/join, where you can find out more and join us. But with all of that said, thank you for being here. This is a longer episode than usual. I usually ordinarily like these episodes to be just 10 minutes so they can be broadcast in lots of different places. But it was quite funny. I'd forgotten this until I literally just thought it again in my head. So thank you, Holy Spirit. I knew this episode was going to go longer. He told me that this morning. Remember I told you that we rehearsed it and we talked it through? I remember that now, but I'd forgotten. So that's just how it goes. But give it a go. Play with it. And like I say, if you want support or encouragement around that, the playground is the place for you. With that said, thank you for joining me. It's my pleasure and absolute privilege to share this with you. And if you are somebody who hasn't invited Jesus into their heart before, and today is the first time you've been offered that invitation, like we talked about at the start of the episode, and if you did say that to Jesus, please, please do reach out to me and tell me. Or if you don't tell me, tell somebody. Because that is like a woohoo! That's a, there'll be angels celebrating in heaven right now. Because, you know, there's a story in the Bible of the shepherd who leaves the 99. Oh, I'm going to cry. There's a song about that. If you haven't heard the song, Reckless, and it's Reckless Love, it's absolutely amazing. It talks about leaving the 99 to go and seek out that one that was lost. So if you're somebody who for the very first time says, Jesus, please come into my heart, know that there are parties in heaven right now because of you. So poof, that's it. That's what I'm going to leave you with. But like I say, thank you for being here. I look forward to catching up with you next time. Take care. Bye-bye.